You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome to this week's edition of the D.M. Burley Show live on RBN. We're also on Truth Radio Monday through Friday. And folks, don't forget, this week, in fact, in a couple of hours, you're going to have to change your clocks forward. I think it's fall forward or jump back or one of those things. But get ready to change your clocks back because we have new time. Well, the thing is, with this new time change, could be a thing that might lead to another Y2K glitch because they're saying that some of the appliances, the equipment might not be able to be suitable to take this change. And it's very interesting. Then in addition, we have also in the news, oh boy, I'm sorry, I'm coughing. Pretty bad here, but we also have, you know, some things that hit the news that I wanted to talk to you about that's really disturbing to me. It seems as though that the Cherokee Nation had a big powwow within the last couple of weeks. They decided to exclude from the nation any descendants, black descendants, that is, to slaves. They have been removed from the Cherokee Nation. Now, isn't that odd? I think it's very strange. It's, when I look at this, I kind of wonder if they're doing that due to the fact that maybe it's a possibility that something's getting ready to happen with land. Again, a lot of American Indian tribes are involved with casinos. And there is a question of the situation of the treaties they had with the United States in the beginning. So why is it all of a sudden that, you know, blacks were voted out of the tribe? I thought that was very interesting. You want to comment about that, call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Also, folks, we're going to have two guests on. I'm not sure if John is here yet. John, are you here?
Yes, I mean it, Deanne.
Hey, you're awake.
I wasn't. My wife preset the clocks ahead, and so when I woke up, I was in a half hour late, so I was in a half hour to the other show. So that was fine, though. He was very interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, I have not set my clocks back yet. They're forward. What is it, spring forward, fall back? Or
spring forward. You got to set them 1 hour ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Then that's at 2 o'clock, though, right? In the morning?
Well... as far as I know, when I woke up, I was into the news, which meant I was past 11 o'clock, which I should have been late. So the television in our area has already switched their scheduling times, and I couldn't honestly tell you. I heard the 11th, which would be at midnight. Now, I'm not an expert at it. It's spring ahead, and normally I'm asleep at this time. I'm not worried about it, but we're into it, and we're already, as far as I know, we've already sprung ahead.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I heard this thing that it's going to affect the clocks on the computer again. It's going to affect all these other things and stuff. So it sounds like another Y2K phenomenon may be abreast here. What do you think of that?
Well, there's lots of things. It's like the Black Cherokees. It's too bad because these people now have established themselves with the Cherokee Nation. And again, you're talking probably contracts of treaty back in, what, 1700s or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so anyhow, who knows what wall they're putting in our mind to try to control us. and why someone would all of a sudden be concerned about that. It just seems to be par for the course at this time in our lives that all these strange things are taking place, and things that violate to where someone had a piece of land before and it was okay, and then all of a sudden because someone says, oh, your color's off or something, you no longer meet that criteria and we're going to take it from you, and you were supposed to accept that wall in their mind they're putting up, but it puts someone to a point where they've lost their land, they've lost their livelihood, they have to completely change their life, and it puts them in a state of pick up arms and fight for their life or something of that nature. And it's just as there's so many things like that going on right now. It's just unreal.
I know. You know, it's just like, you know, we were talking about the court case that you've been, you know, fighting with. You know, folks, this is the thing is amazing. And I'm going to talk about attorneys really quick here. We have a huge crisis in this country with corruption. Corruption in courts, policing agencies, government agencies, you name it, corruption where things that you know there are illegal and the things that you know should be, you know, handled or investigated or something basically goes without any type of, you know, person or agency available to meet that cost. And then when you try to go in and sue, the lawyers, all of them, I haven't found one yet. Even the ones that say that they are supposed to be doing stuff, all of them will tell you, oh, yeah, we do this. We're patriotic. We're helping them. We're going to do this with the cause. But when you ask them to help you in regards to a civil action, in regards to either corruption, abuse of the court system, et cetera, they can't handle it. None of them. They don't know if they can't handle that. Even medical malpractice claims, they can't handle that. Now, you would see on TV, they will advertise on TV, these lawyers that come out from nowhere. And in fact, I'm looking at a lawyer right now on TV, what I'm looking at, and they'll come out and say, well, call me. We'll help you. Have you gone in the hospital? Or did you, you know, have this medication, that medication? Was it prescribed to you? And did you die? Well, you know, if you died, I guess you couldn't be hearing it. But they're talking to family members, and they say, call this number. You call the number and they don't handle it. They'll come up with some excuse saying they don't handle it. So what kind of certain cases do they handle? What do you do to get an attorney these days? Now, in regards to people with tax disputes and things like that, there is absolutely nothing out here. They claim they collect money from you. They ask for $2,000-$3,000. You know, if you need a person to deal with a tax expert issue, you got it right here. Call us at this number, 555-5555. Call us right now today. You call a number and you tell them what's going on, and they'll get your money. As soon as you pick up the phone, they'll ask you for $2,000, $3,000, whatever the number is that they can pick up. And then after they ask you for that money, you send it in. They basically don't do any different than you could have done. Or if you went to one of the H&R Block offices, they don't do anything. And same thing with the government offices. If you got complaints about something happening in a government office that is supposed to investigate certain things, they'll come back and say to you, oh, there's no problem here. Even though in black and white, you have all this evidence that says clearly that so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that, and it's all, you know, defined with copies of the law, and attached to that is where the breach occurred. The people there don't know what to do with it. They'll came and they don't know what's going on, and they don't handle it, and they give it to the supervisor who'll come back and write you a letter saying, hey, we don't handle that. There's nothing wrong. It's something wrong with you because you don't understand what it is that we do. And that's the point. We don't know what they do. They get paid. They have salary. They get money from you, from me, and everybody out here. And they get cut the money to represent us in these offices. And then they come back and they say, we don't handle that. And then they're supposed to have another office above that you call in to complain about the other office. And they don't know what that number is. They can't give you the number to complain. And if you get into that number's got a whole dictionary of letter numbers that you have to go through to try to find a person that handles all these situations that one person should have handled in the beginning. So you made umpteen calls, spent hours and days on the phone, going around up and down the circle, made the copy industry a lot of money because you're copying things and facts and things like nobody else's business, because your days are numbered, because you're trying to fight something that's coming down after you, and you have no way of showing that there was a fraud committed in the beginning. That's what happened to John. And he can't find a lawyer. There's absolutely no lawyering person out there that has the, you know, what do they call that? But I don't want to say that here. To stand up to the plate, because they don't want to go against their brethren. They don't want to go against their friends. They don't want to go against who? But you pay them anywhere from 2, 3, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, $50,000 an hourly. In addition to, once you give them the money, they don't do anything. And heaven forbid you have a medical issue. Some of them cart your information over the other side. And you go to their brethren, which happens to be the Bar Association, and you go and complain to the Bar Association about these attorneys not doing their job. And you know what they come back and say? Oh, we don't see nothing wrong. And I mean, I've seen lawyers give people's information over to the other side, sit down in cafeterias, talking to the other side, handing documents back and forth to compromise your case. You know what I'm talking about. Folks out there, I know you know what I'm talking about because you experienced this. Giving money to an attorney and then they rat you out in the back end and then they basically walk away from the case. Or, like in John's case, one of them became a DA. And it has absolutely nothing to do. In fact, the DA one he had, I called him up on the phone. He's down there in the Boston area. He sits there and talks about, oh, yeah, well, I'm a DA, and, I was working on that case, but it was common law. And I said, what does that got to do with the situation of the fact that it seems like this case was thrown and there was a little bit of coercion and maybe something was going on? Did you do your job? And he just basically said nothing because, you know, he got that job already. So you look at how he got that job. Did he get it because he helped lose a case? Now, I had the guts and gall to come up here and say this because, you know what, I'm an insider. I used to work in the court system. I used to work with lawyers, and I know what they do. And I will expose it because the thing is that, again, it, you know, just like people say buying a house is a lot of money. Well, it's a lot of money for folks to come up with $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in a whack and hand it to somebody, and they just flagrantly run off with it and do absolutely nothing. This is what's going on here in America, folks. So we have whistleblowers out here. How many whistleblowers do we have? My God, from September 11th and before, we got hundreds and thousands of people out here that have blown the whistle on everything you can imagine that has gone on in this country that is corrupt and unjust and is borderline, I can't even think of the word for it. Bad thing is, folks, even though you find these things and these conspiracies that they call out and you state them and you make that claim plain and clear, you know what they come back and say? We don't handle that. No lawyers? Judges forget about it. Judges are lawyers before, and the same ones you're complaining about seem to be hitting the justice system and working as judges now. There's no way of removing them, it seems. So what is going on here? Hey, if you're listening to your lawyer, call up, call in here. I want to talk to you. Why is this going on like this? people have actual lawsuits and cases going on. Why is it that the lawyers aren't doing what they're supposed to do? And the district attorneys, too. Another thing, another misnomer. You go in there and file paperwork and give them paperwork. I have brought tons and tons of stuff for them to their office for the last 30 years. U.S. Attorney's Office, State Attorney, you name it. I've told big piles of paperwork in. All of it, we're connecting evidence, substantiating facts of crime and criminal activity going on, and not one of them will touch it. We don't handle this. Now, immediately in my case, I say to myself, well, they're doing that because they don't want me to, you know, fear in this, because that means I might be right. And then if I'm right, then the people that they paid off or were in cahoots with, that were involved with conspiracy and fraud against people in the United States, then they'll come out. So don't bother with her words. Don't let her information go out because she's a threat. Let's do her in. How do they do you in? They make a conspiracy so you can't get a job. They make a conspiracy against you because they go and create environments of criminal activity around your home and to your children and your loved ones, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they do it because they're covering up their criminal activity because they don't investigate and they don't do the things they're supposed to do and they don't want to be exposed, because once they get exposed, then they might lose their money. But it takes you to do that. Now, you want to know how you do that? Well, start going to county meetings. Go to the county meetings and then start demanding that they stop funding these agencies. Because the thing is, you're calling them, they're not answering the phone, they're not doing the thing that they're supposed to do for you as the public servant that they are, and they need to be eliminated. So the best way to do it is go to the county that you're in and find out who's sending that funding into that agency and have them cut it off. Get as many people in there and voice your opinion at the meetings and have it on TV, because a lot of it goes on cable access. And tell your story of what happened and how these police and fire department, let me take that back. It's the fire department. It's the only thing that's been working in our favor. They're volunteer. They try to do what they can, and they don't even give them service of money. John, am I not right? How much hell did you go through with your case, and how come you have not gotten a lawyer so far? And what was that letter that you received? Tell me what happened.
Well, I'm going backwards in the I'm a 10-year or 11-year lawsuit for law fraud is what I call it. And I hear the music coming on here, so I'll hold off till we get back here.
We'll be right back. And you want to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stagon will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stagon has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, we're back. It's Deanne on RBN Live, Monday through Friday. Join me on truthradio.com from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to write to me, my email address is danne.burley@gmail.com, danne.burley@gmail.com. You can call me direct at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. This broadcast, you can call 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about the situation of lawyers, judges, policing, all these things that are supposed to be out here to work in the benefit of protecting the United States population, and it don't work. And then even above that, we're talking about the fact that you go to the agencies just at the level before you get to the policing agencies. They don't handle it. John, tell the people what happened with you.
Well, in my court case, what I have is I have an insurance claim I'm trying to claim on, and I'm fighting some big boys. Number one, I'm fighting the D. LaValle Milk Equipment Corporation, who, number one, builds a lot of equipment for the oil industry. They're tied right together. Number two, I was involved with the Cornell University Veterinary Services and of the milk promotional professional milk promotional services, and they, number one, support industry. Number two, they help build equipment with D. LaValle Equipment, and they built a variable speed vacuum pump with them. And so now we've got a conflict of interest, and they basically came to my farm, verified that I had a milk equipment trouble, which was damaging my cows, and then they said they weren't there. Well, after this was from 1995 until 2004 when I got to court, documentation came out in the middle of court that they would withheld from me. But then they didn't testify to it, but then through the end of the court, because I was able to access that information, they didn't want to give it to me. I had to produce information showing the Code 95 insurance claim that if anybody withholds information, that they're part of a crime in action and could be a felon. Well, since I had that paperwork, they gave me that report at the end of court. Well, then they went backwards and they changed the information so that the minutes of court were changed to undocument that document, so that all of a sudden it takes it away that you can't appeal it. Well, number one, that document was supposed to be in color. It wasn't. I got the lawyer that I had and a following appeals lawyer. Both gave me letters saying there was no reason for an appeal, but they had never got me that document in color. And since I went and got the document on Christmas Eve because the Spirit of the God told me to, on 2005, I came up with two more documents beside that colored copy, which the colored copy gave definition of people frauding themselves in court, perjurizing themselves that they hadn't been there and they had been there, and they said they hadn't tested the equipment, but the document in color shows that they had tested the equipment. So now I've got more information missing, but the other two documents I've got also showed a lab work that they had tested the equipment and that it was wrong. It was stated right on a note on the sidelines that they couldn't reach a 12.5 inches of vacuum. It was impossible. And then inside, it was erased in the green ink, which the note was in, and it has changed to 12.5. So it shows coercement in the lab work itself, and it's contradictory to other lab work that's out there that shows 11.8 was the number that it could reach, not 12.5. And so I have all this information now. I have Cornell University lying. I have the vets lying. I have fouled up some of the avenues of court to where they say because I fouled it up, I can no longer follow it up in that avenue. So I've gone to the next avenue of going to the New York State Department of Education OP office, which is the Department of Professional Discipline, and they have a set of laws for veterinarians or professionals of licensing, and if they violate their license, they will address those issues, supposedly. Well, number one, they twisted things around. Instead of saying that the milk equipment hurt the animals, they say there is no licensing for the installation of milk equipment. They take it out of context. They refuse to give me a written report. They give me a verbal report saying that there is no licensing for the installation of milk equipment, and that is not part of statutes for them to have to give me a report, which, being that it's a report for a professional discipline situation, you would need documentation for supporting something that you might be bringing to court. It would definitely have to be documented in response of a yes or no and why. And they wouldn't do that for me, and they stated that that wasn't part of statutes. And so the guy on the phone, which I copied this phone calls, stated that, and he says he has to follow the law. So I pulled the law, and I hear the music coming again, so we'll meet you on the other side. This is the Ann Burley Show on RBN, Saturday night late with the RBN radio system.
Lender, we as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Oh, we're back. This is Deanne and RBN. Join me during the week on Truth Radio from p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And call is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I would love to get your comments on this. How many people out there have had situations that you call a government office? You talk to a government office, and you get nowhere. And you tell them and show them documentation of fraud, misconduct by various businesses or whatever it is that they're supposed to involve themselves in. They come back and tell you and find some type of an excuse to say, oh, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with this at all. Now, as you hear this in your head, you're kind of saying, well, did they really read this? Did they actually take time and look at this documentation I sent them? Or what did they do with this stuff? Now, it's not only the situation of John. I get so much of this during the week and everything from people all over the country. They have the same type of complaints, you know, of going to government offices. They're supposed to review things, like looking to people's licensing if they have done the fraud. People that are supposed to be involved in insurance claims that are fraudulent or misheld or misdone through the insurance agency. They have a Department of Insurance in the government. You call them up, they don't do anything. And I could go on from all these departments that are set up in the government. They got tons of workers in there, and they're making anywhere from $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. And you call them up, and they don't answer phone. And that includes all of these state's attorney's offices. They, you know, in the Illinois and Chicago area, it was really interesting that Todd Stroger, who's now the Cook County Board Chairman in the city of Chicago, and because there was no more available funding in Cook County, he cut the budget for the state's attorney. And they were jumping up and down and marching up the street and complaining and everything. But I called the state's attorney on a fraud. This is what I called up on. And we'll go back to what happened with John. There was a gentleman that had contacted me, and I had gone to the state's attorney in Illinois, Dick Devine's office, and complained to the fact that there was identity theft going on. It was a corporation that was formed illegally, using a person's name that was in a legal battle with some people. They had no legal quorum. There was only two individuals. They didn't have three. It's cooperated with two individuals and used this guy's name without even letting him know that his name was on it, and then turned around and sued him, and then put liens on all of his available property. He was a condo developer. That went through the Illinois Secretary of State's office with ease. They say on the form that you have to have at least three people. It's only two for the corporation legally. Third person was somebody that the lawyer added on. Lawyer was comparable to the fraud. Take that to the state's attorney. We don't handle that. You take it down to the Secretary of State's office. They don't handle it, but they referred me over to the Attorney General's office and all these other people, and they all turned around and said they didn't handle it during a time of heightened amount of people concerned about identity theft. So what did Todd Stroger do? It had nothing to do with what I did. But because there was too much money going out of the budget, not enough money to pay for all this money going out of the budget, so he cut Dick Devine's office in half. They had to let a bunch of people go, and they were jumping up and down and screaming, how could you do this? How could you do this? We need this. We need more. We need more for when you don't do with the ones that you have, with the cases that come in, and you just basically throw it in file 13. I'm so glad they cut the funding. I'm very glad they cut the funding because I don't think their office is working efficiently. They have a lot of chiefs down there, and they have no Indians to operate now. I think we need to see that happen all over, because once the chiefs are gone and the Indians have to sit in there and do the job themselves, then they'll see what happens at the low end. And then they also understand that the public's getting pissed to the fact that they cannot get anybody in these offices to look into corruption, crime, and fraud. Now, John, you know, continue with your story. It's very it's technical what he's talking about, folks. But the thing is that he's a farmer. He has a family to support. He went to everybody in New York State that's supposed to handle an investigation of fraud, and nobody, not nobody, could do anything. Nothing.
Well, what's kind of interesting is, as you say, I'm a farmer, and I have nine children that I'm raising, all one wife, all one family. And, you know, as you go to these entities of the banking, of the insurance, of the inspectors, of the Milk Equipment Corporation, of Cornell University, they're you're told right from the start, we're all here to work as a team to make the best that you can be. And I went and used all those people in the reverse of that, and they all coerced and made it the hardest that it could be for me to collect. And once we started having trouble and they saw we were having trouble, they were all that they could be to cover everything up. And so I'm basically just touching some of the details. For instance, my first lawyer out of three different lawyering firms lost stamped documented evidence that had been withheld from us. We were in deposition on December of 99 from 95. So we're 4 years late, and a report finally shows itself that says I have milk equipment from the factory reps report that's too aggressive in pulsation and vacuum. And all of a sudden, that report ends up missing. So I go back to get it, and it's handed back to me 60 days later as of only two pages. Well, luckily, I had remembered that I had quoted it at deposition, and I had the first deposition from the opposing milk equipment installation person, and I had quoted page four saying that statement that the milk equipment was too aggressive in pulsation. And so since I had that, I went back to my lawyer who had lost the document, number one, and given me only two pages back, showed him that, and says, hey, there's more. Well, it took them 7 months from the time we got it to the time I got it back, and I've got the letter saying, hey, it's June of 2000 now, June 7th, I believe, that we got this stamped documented evidence back, and I have the seven pages that it was contained on. But now the first three pages are full of sentences. The fourth page, which I quoted the one line, has the one line on it, but the rest of the page is blank, and then I have the other following pages, which are all full of sentences. And so now I have I'm going to say information from being withheld, that there was more information on that page just because there was something I didn't pick up on. I lost it. I turned this into the Bar Association of the against my lawyer because there were several things my lawyer was doing that he wasn't supporting me on, and I pointed it out in a report. And the Bar Association, number one, found nothing wrong. My lawyer was fine. Number two, they tell you, oh, keep this confidential. This is a confidential report because, you know, this might affect somebody. And so number three, they wrote a false report. They lied again. And here I have my lawyer that coerced against me that I'm paying to help me lie, and they say, well, don't say anything because this is a you know, covert operation. You're not supposed to bring this out. It's private. So getting back, right now I'm going to the next stage of where this OP Office of Professional Standards, number one is they lied to me. They said there's no problem. They didn't violate the law, and their licensing is fine because if I could prove the vet's licensing wrong, then I could go backwards into the court and get my court case reopened. I've tried to go through the insurance company showing the new information, and they say, oh, you have to have a lawyer. I can't get a lawyer to represent me. I've been to probably 100-some lawyers, and they won't represent me. They say, oh, it's too complicated or some other draft BS, you know. And so in the meantime, I resubmit my report to the OP office because I've gone to the supervisor, and the supervisor says, oh, I didn't understand some of this. But he still makes up some lies of there is no milk equipment, and there is no licensing for the installation of milk equipment. But there is licensing for the damage of milk equipment in use of cows. The first report even dictates it. Is see the teat section of milk equipment, and I brought the information out from the veterinary manual showing that milk equipment damages cows. The description of New York State, the professional milk professional people standards, their job description is the use of milk equipment on cows creating mastitis as an injury process and a point of veterinary practice. So anyhow, the gentleman, I says, we have them diagnosing a roseola virus, which I had them do the blood work, and they never tested for roseola virus. They tell this from their professional observations, and yet the paperwork and the reports show milk equipment damage, and there's several things where they show that there's still milk equipment trouble, and yet the reports are withheld. There's more tapes that are documented on reports saying there's tapes and there's information, and they're withheld. I can show people lying. I can show people extorting and all those kind of things. And so now, if someone withholds a report, that's part of veterinary licensing. That's a violation of their profession. If they coerce a document, that's violation of their profession. If they break the law, even if it's a criminal law of county, state, or federal government, that's a violation of their licensing. If they diagnose something incorrectly, that's a violation of their licensing. I can go on about 7 or 8 other points, but you're getting the picture. And I just got a letter back. Now, I made a report that was approximately 13 pages was the written report, and included the other report, which is 20 pages plus probably 50 pages of support information. And then I gave the laws of the OP office, which was 100 pages. Then I gave the laws of another 150 pages of perjury and the job description of the police and all them kind of things. And I gave the Cornell reports and other stuff. This was another 100 pages. So there's probably like, I'm going to say close to 400 or 500 pages in this report, and an hour and a half audio tape describing these things, so they couldn't say they didn't understand. When it gets said and done, I got a letter today or letter Friday from the OP office saying, oh, no, we see nothing wrong here. And so it's in black and white. The guy bold-faced lies. I can take it to a kindergarten class and say, okay, it says here in licensing that withholding a report is a violation of the veterinary licensing. And then I could show where they withheld the report. And I could say, what does that mean, children? And they would say, well, that vet, he violated his licensing. But this supervisor of the OP office now is defying me of that. I've also talked to the prosecuting attorney of this department. And he says, well, until I get a report from them, the other part that they denied it now, that I can't do anything. Well, again, you get to this point here of, again, and I'm a farmer, but I'm picking up on these points of law. If you are in a car and the driver of the car is not you, but someone hits somebody, it was an accident, didn't mean to, but if you don't stop, now you know there's an accident, and being that you didn't stop, it's part of a crime. And just because you're the rider in the car, because you didn't stop or you didn't call and help that person, and that person maybe dies, you're a point of complicity, and now you're a point of being a part of that crime in action. Well, being this prosecuting attorney knows that there's a crime in an action here, and I pointed it out to him, and he says, oh, that's not my department, or I can't do anything. That's a bold-faced lie. They put this block on this wall in your mind that, oh, I can't do anything. The truth of the matter is, because you've told them that there's a crime in action here, and they haven't taken action, now they're complicit. And the IRS is the same way. You take anybody, it's the same way. But these agencies now just tell you, oh, that's not a part of statutes. I got to follow the law. And when you show them the law, when you show them the statutes, when you go back and you show them that there is no statutes for not giving you a written report and that they actually lied to you, well, we don't see any problem with that. What do you do?
Well, see, the whole thing here is this, you know, and this is what's going on. You know, we pay for what we get, you know, and what we're getting right now is absolutely nothing. So they're taking how much money out of your taxes. I'm talking about you folks out there. Think about how much money you pay in taxes for groceries, for taxes on taxes cigarettes, and taxes on this, taxes on that. And then you get taxed at the end of the year, and then they figure out other money that they can get from you during the course of days and months you go out. And this is what you get. You get this service that they tell you don't do anything. You know, we don't handle this or that and the other. And it won't get better until we start working the right way. Now, John is a farmer. Now, you know, all of us sit out here and we complain about the fact we don't have good produce, we don't have good milk, we don't have good chicken, we don't have this, we don't have that. But we have some honest farmers out there. John's an honest farmer, and there's a bunch of other ones out there that are honest farmers. How can they make a living? How can they keep their farm open if there is situations of alleged setups where somebody seems to be coercing the down of the good farmer, making it impossible for him to succeed, allowing criminal activities to go on where the criminals come in and, you know, maybe in this case, you know, who knows what all happened, but they all covered up from one and the other and have created a venue of making it impossible for him to get an attorney, making it impossible for him to get his case heard properly. Oh, by the way, folks, too, in the court system, he won his lawsuit. He won the lawsuit, but he won it with no money. He won a civil lawsuit, and because there was charges of neglect, and they admitted to him in court brief that it was neglect on the other party's part. But after how many years was he in there? About 10 years. And after all the money and all the wear and tear he had on his family, his farm, and everything you have that makes you a person to make... on. We'll be back after this break.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. Thank you.
back, and it's Deanne. Callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And I'm talking with John Alstasis, and we're talking about, you know, something could happen to you. And I know a number of people out there have had legal battles, have been in the court system, and have exactly the same, not, you know, in regards to farming, but the same experience where you go in and either somebody can't handle this, they can't handle that, and you get nowhere, absolutely nowhere. John, you were saying before the break, you want to finish?
Yeah, there's another issue that everything kind of spreads off from these things. Now, the townships and the community is saying they don't have money enough, so they've got to sell off our infrastructure of whatever to the roads or you name it. They're increasing insurance rates. Now, here's a situation where I have an insurance claim, and I have everybody under the sun protecting it, and I used to hire up to a dozen guys, and I had two businesses operating together. And, you know, all the money that I made went back in community. And I built a golf course in the community. I built this farm in the community. I hired a lot of the secondary people that didn't have educations for having a better job somewhere else because we were in the waste whey business of organics, and I combined it with the farming industry. And so you don't hire the top echelon people, but you hire people that basically I feel had a good heart. And because they weren't trained to be professional people elsewhere, they had to start working in our operation, and it doesn't mean that they weren't professional people. We operated as heavy equipment as anybody else. We had to put things together to make the nutrient factor of the organics work with the nutrient factor of the farming. Actually, we were quite experienced in expertise in a lot of things. Now, here I have a lawsuit that's worth probably in the range of $3-3.5 million right now, and the community saying they don't have money, they got to raise taxes and all this, and here I have, I've won. It's not a maybe. I'm going to the industry of government business of policing, which their job description is exactly what I'm asking for, and nobody can help me. If anything, they put me down and they compartmentalize me. Right now, I have the IRS chasing me for $120,000, and I always paid my taxes before, and here's a situation where now I'm looking at going sovereign to these organizations of like Supreme Law, Freedom Law School. And those people really aren't lawyers because they say lawyers get their hands tied up where they can't act, and they're part of the government actions which don't follow the law. But what I'm concerned about a little bit is, in my scenario, because I have the judge lying, I have court minutes being changed, I have Cornell University lying, who's number one part of the De Laval Milk Equipment Corporation and the oil industry, and they're also setting up the IBM computer system for labeling everybody. They're part of the government agency. Here we have, I've caught everybody, and it's just amazing. It's amazing that God saved my life here in 92 with the bulldozer falling on me and just letting me see all this truth and putting all these realms in front of me. And here I can help the community by gaining $3 million and putting industry back in the industry. I don't have to have them grant me any money. All I have to do is say, hey, I want the law enforced. I want the insurance company to pay the bill that they're supposed to pay. And they won't do it. They just won't do it. And so how do you explain this? There is no explanation other than the corruption of a mafia system. And it's like it's okay for the big boys to earn money and to have land or whatever. But if you're not part of the clique, you're not supposed to have it, and they're not going to enforce the law in your favor, and they're going to steal what you do have.
Or make up things.
Or
do
that's
things,
right.
Do whatever they want. And folks, listen, if you're out there listening to this, this is not a, you know, just talk. We're asking you, I'm asking you, I'm putting a plea out there for help. He needs an attorney. He needs somebody to help him in this battle. And I'm pleading with you. You've been listening to my broadcast, and I've been trying to do what I can for the information out there. I'm pleading to you. Call me and let me know if you can do something to help this guy out. Call me at 630-812-0171. 630-812-0171, and we can talk about it, but he needs some help. Please, I'm begging you. We'll be right back after this.